Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Stacey Marshall calling you from the Flag Football America Network. And tonight we have a very special episode. We're going to be talking about the new trend in flag football, which really isn't a trend. It's going to be something that's going to be with us a while. And tonight's company really sort of exudes or sort of exemplifies what that's all about. We're going to be talking about basically protection helmets. And one of the companies out in California that's just doing a great job is a company that's called Rock Solid by Joey LaRock. Rock Solid is committed to making football safer and more enjoyable for everyone. Seeing a major void in player safety and so-called non-contact play, former NFL players have come together and designed the first head protection ever made specifically for flag football and high school off-season practice. They believe there's no such thing as non-contact football, and they're here to make the game as safe as parents and players expect it to be. So Rock Solid was founded by former NFL players Joey LaRock, Caleb Haney. During their playing days, Joey and Caleb saw many head injuries during flag football play, as well as during non-contact drills and 7-on-7. When they retired from the NFL, Joey and Caleb knew this issue needed to be addressed immediately. So Joey and Caleb designed this product to fill a significant void in player safety among our nation's youth. It is their mission to make sure every child in the country is properly protected. So, again, you want to check us out on flagfootballamerica.com, but you also want to check out a really cool website called Live Rock Solid. And on there, you can see a lot of great information about the helmet. And there are some other companies out there doing this, but, you know, with concussions and head injuries and just the need for safety, this type of equipment is definitely going to be needed and, you know, absolutely required in the future. So let me talk a little bit about Rock Solid. First of all, it's a really cool looking helmet. You know, I kind of think of it, if I had to describe it and you hear it through the radio, sort of like a really cool kind of Magneto type helmet if you're in the comic books. But let me tell you a little bit about Rock Solid. First of all, kids all over the country are playing non-contact football. During such things as flag football and off-season padless practice for the full contact players, there really is no real word such as non-contact or zero contact. And football players are always crossing and converging at a single point, which is typically the ball. And we're actually going to have our guests come in and speak more about it. And we're going to actually bring him in to talk more about his great organization and his company. Joey, are you with us?
I'm here.
Oh, great, great, fantastic. Thank you so much for calling in. I just kind of got the show rolling. And for my audience out there, I've gotten a little bit to talk about sort of a description of what the company is and what you do. But I want to introduce my guest, and he can talk a lot more freely about the company and the organization and what they do. Who do we have on the line with us?
My name's Joey LaRock. I'm founder and CEO of Rock Solid.
Fantastic, fantastic. So so tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved with your company and what's the mission of Rock Solid.
Well, first of all, you know, my background, you know, I started playing tackle football when I was 8 years old. From day one, I've told people I want to play in the NFL. I want to play football for the rest of my life. You know, I've told them when people just thought I was nuts, you know, they thought I was crazy, they thought it was impossible. Went to high school, you know, had a good career, went to college, went to Oregon State. You know, I'm undersized. You know, I wasn't, you know, the prototypical, you know, linebacker, size and speed. I ended up defying the odds, got drafted by the Chicago Bears. You know, had a couple seasons there, ended up having a couple back surgeries. My career was a little cut short. I love the game of football. I never wanted to be away from it. So what happened was I went back to Southern California where I live, and I started helping out at the local high school. In California, they don't wear pads in the off season. So we were doing their athletics period, which was, you know, essentially their PE course for the football players. And we were doing some run fit drills and, you know, where basically they're playing football with no pads on. One of the kids ran up and collided with another player. Both of the kids fell on the ground. Basically, one dude had stitches across his eyelid. It was one of the most disgusting scenes I've seen. You know, at that point, I thought to myself, you know, in football, there's so many regulations. You know, they're making such a big effort out there to make the game safer. You know, there's so much negative attention to, you know, head injuries, things of that nature. And so what they do is they try and limit how many days you're wearing pads. Well, what most people don't realize is, you know, there's no such thing as non-contact football. It's inevitable that anytime you have two players converging on one point, competing for a ball, there's chance of injury. Now, what am I saying? Am I saying that they're going to go out there and have a catastrophic injury? You know, it happens, yes, but it's not the standard. You know, the injuries we see in non-contact football is nicks, cuts, fractures, bruising, hematomas on the head and face. And it just happens all the time because you're unprotected. So when I saw that injury, you know, the lights went on. I said, you know, I've seen more injuries in non-contact football than I've ever seen in regular football. And I thought to myself, this is nuts. You know, people are wearing mouthpieces to cover their mouth and teeth. You know, how are they not wearing something to cover their head? And I said, huh. So basically, you know, I went to a local company that was manufacturing, you know, soft shell equipment for rugby. And okay. I started licensing that product out. And, you know, I had quite a few schools in Southern California. And I, right then and there, I said, okay, I've got something here. It's time for me to make something that's built specifically for football. And within 6 months, you know, after designing and producing that helmet, you know, we had 200 high schools in Southern California. And, you know, I wish I, you know, everybody fluffs numbers, but literally within 6 months, we had 200 high schools in Southern California. And this was something that my mission for Rock Solid, while it started in high school football, you know, it's traveled to Division I football when they're not allowed to wear pads. But more importantly, people don't realize how big flag football has become. With all the negative attention to tackle football, you know, all that's happening is tackle football numbers are declining and flag football is increasing. So now I've got this product that allows kids to feel like football players, number one. You know, it's something on their head. You know, if you've got something on your head, it's better than nothing. And so if it makes one mom that wouldn't let her kid play tackle football and she's scared to death that her kid's going to have a catastrophic, you know, concussion, she puts him in flag football. And now that mom can have a peace of mind because he's wearing a cool soft shell helmet that has, you know, looks like a Spartan helmet. But at the same time, all the other guys, whether they're kids that are 5 years old or grown adults. I mean, I play in a flag football league and I wear my soft shell helmet. My whole team does. And, you know, one kid wears it, looks like an idiot. You get your whole team wearing it, there's a psychology of wearing a football helmet. I don't care if it's flag football, tackle football, you know, playing football with your pops in the backyard. I don't care what it is. You have something on your head, it makes you feel like a football player. And the game of football has done so much in my life, whether it be, you know, teach me, you know, discipline, hard work, you know, chemistry, team chemistry. I mean, the qualities and characteristics of football that you learn with your teamwork, I mean, it's so invaluable, and you don't need to be a professional athlete to experience it. You get out there with your buddies, whether you're 40 years old and you play in your local flag football tournament, you know, you can still develop these characteristics because somebody on your team is relying on you. And my goal was if I could have somebody that was not going to play because they were worried about injury who's now playing football, my job's done. And, you know, this is a training tool. It gets people used to wearing something on their head. So for kids that want to transition slowly into tackle football, they wear this when they're playing flag. And then when they get to tackle football, they've had, you know, a few years wearing something on their head that teaches them, you know, it's warm, gets them used to, you know, sweating. And then if you got a guy that was, man, I just don't want to get injured. I love the game of football. But, you know, hell, I don't want to dive and take a knee to the side of the head. Well, this allows that guy to go out there and play. And we've done that now, and we're now in our second year of business. We have over 500 high schools across the country. It's growing rapidly. We've got flag leagues across the country. It's become my baby. It's my passion. You know, I had this love of the game for football, and I'm still in it. You know, every weekend I'm at some sort of flag league. I'm at a 7-on-7 tournament. I'm at practice for some high school. We've done deals with Division I schools. I mean, it's an incredible endeavor that I'm involved with. You know, I've got professional athletes. My partner's Caleb Haney, who played quarterback for the Chicago Bears behind Jay Cutler, played for behind Peyton Manning. So it's all these, you know, former players. You know, Greg Laybourne played at Oregon State with me, played safety. Naaman Frank played at Oregon State, had a little stint with the Packers. I mean, you know, these guys that just love the game and want to help grow the game are involved. And, you know, we wake up with a smile on our face every day.
Oh, that's great. That's great. You said so much in there that, you know, a lot of times when I first got into flag football, again, this is Flag Football America Network, and I'm on the phone with Joey LaRocque. And you said so much about just, I often called it the sport of the future, but you touched on a huge point that so many kids love football, but really only a handful are ever going to, you know, even with concussions and everything now, only a small group are going to really go forth and do like the full blown contact. And so flag football has exploded because it really is a sport that can, so many different people can play. So what are your ultimate goals? Like, I know NFL flag push has a lot. I mean, they're just amazing with what they're doing with the flag. Have you approached them about making this something that they'll integrate, or are you just kind of doing your own thing now? And then hopefully down the line, you can maybe partner up with them.
No, absolutely. We're looking to get to the game's highest level. We've had contact with several NFL teams that are all, you know, wanting to incorporate this into their youth camps, things of that nature. You know, anytime you're working with a big corporation, it takes time. You know, do we think that this is the future of flag football? 100, you know, a gazillion percent yes. No doubt do we believe it to our core that we are going to be the thing that changes the game of football forever. Now, being said, anytime you create a market, it takes time. And, you know, we've done such an amazing job, you know, tweaking our product. You know, it started off amazing. But, you know, coaches and players, they give us some feedback, we change it, and we make it better. And as we get better and better and better, these guys that are at the game's highest level, they're going to have no option. You know, we look at this thing, you know, people are wearing mouthpieces, and they're required for most leagues. And what does a mouthpiece actually do? You know, there's no stopping concussions, number one. I don't care what anybody says, any testing, it doesn't matter. You cannot stop a concussion. And I'm not claiming that we will either. But what we will say is, if you're willing to protect your teeth, you should be willing to, you know, protect your head against surface-level injuries. And so that's my mission. You know, I want to make sure I'm on every single high school football player's head. I want to make sure I'm on every single flag football player's head, whether that's a 5-year-old kid or a 60-year-old man that's playing in the park with his buddies. So that's really the mission of Rock Solid, is we want to make the game safer and more enjoyable for anybody.
That's great. That's great. So I also want to give out your website. I would be remiss if I didn't do that. It's liverocksolid.com. Okay. Check it out. Again, that's liverocksolid.com. You know, we're excited to just know about this product, and hopefully, you know, Flag Football America, we can continue to do some things down the line. I'm definitely excited about your product. You talk about the RS1. Which is sort of like a really cool name. Can you just give me some features about that product?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's our core product. You know, the RS1 stands for Rock Solid Number One. And essentially what we wanted to do, you know, we found that there was mainly three injuries that we were seeing in non-contact football. And basically the number one injury is the brow line stitches. And more kids and more, you know, players, they run into somebody, they lead with the brow line. You know, it's just, I don't know why it is, but, you know, that injury happens more often than anything. And, you know, it's a very vulnerable area where the skin can easily split. I mean, it's the cut that boxers get because, you know, your skin's on a very sharp bone in your body. So anytime it's ruffled, you know, it splits. So that's the number one injury. Number two is the orbital bone. You know, it's just, you know, when you stub your toe, it always seems to stick out. Well, it's the same thing with the orbital bone. It's the one spot on your face that always seems to get hit. And whether that gives you a nice shiner or a fractured bone, You know, that's the second most common injury. The third most common injury is hitting the back of your head on the ground. And so what we wanted to do was, you know, address those areas, beef them up, and make sure that we protected them as, to the best of our abilities. And so, you know, anytime you're wearing a helmet, you know, who am I to kid? You know, I was a kid and my dad bought me a bike, and, you know, I went out there in the yard and was riding my bike. My dad came home from work and said, why aren't you wearing your helmet? And in my mind, thinking, because helmets are stupid, you know, they're ugly. I don't want to wear one. And so it's the same thing with this, you know, no kid, nobody wants to wear a helmet. They're goofy. So what can we do to make this thing masculine? What can we make it tough? And so we were talking about it, and I've got plenty of friends that are still current NFL players. And one of the biggest things now, I mean, everybody knows what a Spartan warrior is. So what we did was we designed this helmet to kind of model a Spartan helmet. At the same time, you know, with those features that a Spartan helmet has, you know, it happens to protect the areas that are most vulnerable in non-contact football. So it worked out really well. We've got a real masculine design that can make a five-year-old kid feel, you know, not goofy, but a football player, a real tough, masculine football player.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, cool. Caleb, I'm sorry, Joey. Good, we're good.
No problem. He's the better looking of us anyway.
No. I was looking at my notes. Okay, here's what happened. I recorded like 15 minutes of us talking. So
yeah.
Right up to when you described the product, I got up to. So that last part just got cut off. So we did it for about 15 minutes. What do you want to do? Do you want to try to do like another? Because we can. I want to get you talking about the product. So I don't know if you have some time tonight, or do you want to just try to pick this up again tomorrow?
Dude, I'm cool. I'm just sitting here relaxing. So whatever you want to do, I got all the time in the world for you, bud.
Okay. Cool. Let me see if I can.
If it's easier, I can. Let's do it in the morning. I mean, it's super easy for me.
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm going to go live right now. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm good to go. I don't want to. Okay, let me see. Go live. Let's just see. Okay, so RS1 features. I might have you call back. So let me just go live with this now. Let's see. Okay, cool. Let's see it go live. And I might have you call back.